Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and that God's put in my heart, put these audios together in one place that you can listen to audio one and then audio two, and hopefully that flows together to communicate what God's been working in my heart very clearly and strongly to communicate to the labourers, to the ones that really want to move with God. And, you know, God is the one that clears up the areas for us to not trip over when we're trying to move forward with Him. So He clears the path for us, and He, you know, orders our steps in His Word, and He makes our feet like hinds' feet and sets us upon high places. And all we got to do is follow. All we got to do is listen. All we got to do is obey. And every believer is moving. Like, it's just so great to see the growth and the heart of people on the Soon Fellowship that's been coming. And it's been great to see these other Soon Fellowships arise from the Soon Fellowship that God got me to begin. And to see people, my labourers, move forward with the encouragement. It's fantastic, because this encouragement isn't my encouragement. It's God's encouragement by me. It's what God's been working in me, based upon what I've learned, and based upon God energizing and showing and leading and guiding. So we're seeing much growth. And, you know, God wants us to move to next levels. Everything's about levels. And now God's moving us to the next level. And this is why I believe this sharing has come strong on my heart. And so we're all moving forward. But the question is, are you moving forward, or are you just moving around? And I've been talking about, you know, people going to this fellowship, that fellowship, this teaching, that doctrine, going internet shopping for different teachings and understanding, when we actually got direct access to God, and God can actually show us and work with us. And if we're connected in the right place, we'd be getting good sound doctrine, that we don't have to go anywhere else. You know, God is our sufficiency, and He wants us to be sufficient in His sufficiency. So some people are planted and flourishing, and they're growing, and they're moving the right direction. Other people are drifting and wandering, and wonder why nothing is growing. And what I'm talking about now is some of the reasons why things don't grow, and why we haven't seen the things like we could see the things. And God needs our complete attention and focus. And, you know, a laborer is one of those people that will pay attention. A laborer is someone that is hungry for truth and to see God in action. You know, so, you know, we can attend many fellowships and hear many messages and meet many people. But if you're not planted, you will not be productive. You know, a seed, is not going to produce and grow if it's not planted. It needs to be planted. And then the earth gives power to the seed to grow, you know. And we need to be planted where God has put us, right? It says it so clearly in the scriptures that God has placed every member in the body where it's pleased Him. You know, and God never designed His people to be spiritually nomadic. He designed us to be rooted, connected, and fruitful. That's what it's about. God wants us to be rooted and grounded and connected to Him. And to where He's connected us, where we can become very fruitful for Him. And Psalms 92:13 says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. What a great promise. What a great scripture. And also Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So what does it mean to be planted? To be planted means you're positioned by God. You're rooted in a place of growth, and you're connected to people and leadership. You're committed, and you're not casual. A planted believer is not just attending. They are connected and engaged and growing. That's what a leader and laborers are all about. They're connected and growing. They're focused. You know, and the power of being rooted is like in Colossians 2:7, where it says, you know, we're rooted and built up in Him. Roots determine stability, nourishment, growth, and fruitfulness. No roots, no fruits. Simple as that. That's the slogan here. Like, no roots, no fruits. You can't keep pulling up a plant and expect it to grow. You can't keep going to this fellowship, that fellowship, and pleasing yourself. It's like wandering aimlessly, but within the body of Christ, you're wandering aimlessly, but you're not willing to take instruction so that you can be directed by God to be in a place where you can receive the words for you that He's planned for you through the people He's working through so that you can move forward. And He's also speaking to your heart as well. And it's based upon the sound doctrine that you're receiving where you're planted, right? Where God wants you to flourish and grow. You know, it's like a school. You know, kids go to school. So Danny, Leanne, Cole went to the same secondary school, but they wasn't in the same class. And they wasn't going from class to be with their brother because it was their brother or it was their sister. They were assigned an overseer, a teacher, for their year and for their class. Now, they would come together in a big assembly, you know, the school assembly in the morning or at the end of the week or at the beginning of the week. All the schools come together. All the classrooms would come together. But everyone went back to their classrooms, right? So there's no drifting within a school system. And if there is, there's no order there, right? Then people are just, the children are just doing what they want. But then there'd be no growth or learning for those kids. There'd be no good fruit coming from that school because there's no proper setup within the system of the school for the children to flourish and grow and be well educated. You know, there might just be a few people that are flourishing and growing and rising to the top, whereas everybody else stays the same in the status quo of things, you know. So what is drifting? You know, drifting is moving without direction, changing places without purpose, avoiding commitment, and following feelings instead of truth. And this, you know, it's the truth that sets us free. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So these truths that are being spoken forward would only lead for a person that's receiving those truths gladly to become fruitful, to become strong, to become rooted, to become grounded, to become settled, always abounding and moving forward. So Ephesians 4:14 says, you know, tossed to and fro. We're not to be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Yeah, there it says it right there. Like, this is in the greatest revelation given to the church in the book of Ephesians. God says, don't be tossed to and fro. People are tossed to and fro today. And they're carried about with every wind of doctrine. They go to this fellowship, that fellowship, this organization, or this, you know, you've got Mormons, you've got Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals, and you've got Jehovah Witnesses, and people go around all these different things trying to find a place, you know. But see, God is the one that leads us. God is the one that establishes us and keeps us from having to be wandering aimlessly. And here get us to a place where we can grow and we can flourish and we can become strong. And then we can become a source of strength for God to other people as well, because we're being faithful in what we're doing. So a drifting believer is easily influenced by other people. They never settle down and they're always searching and never building. We don't want to always be searching for something and never building up the body of Christ. And we don't want to be a person that's never settled down where God wants us to be. Because where God wants us to be is going to be the most happiest place for us to be. We just got to recognize it. Okay, this is where God wants me to be. I get blessed here. I grow here. But when we go off and do our own things because we're free, quote, quote, you know, we got to understand this freedom, this liberty that we've actually got. And, you know, I mean, everyone in the world is free to do what they want. You know, even God says, choose death or choose life. Which one do you want? He says, I'll tell you what to choose. Choose life. In other words, choose the right way. The words that lead to that life and the right direction and the right influence and the right light. You know, and then we can see where that is, where there's growth, where there's the power of God in manifestation, where people are being healed, where people are being delivered on a constant basis, where people are being raised from the dead, where people are being connected to God, where people are coming from poverty to prosperity, where people want to be faithful and they want to stay where they are because they're growing. And when I mean staying where they are, staying connected where God's placed them but moving with God, being led by the Spirit of God. You know, we're not limited, because I'm not limited because I'm connected to Sangha. It doesn't mean that I've got no freedom to do what I want in Christ. I've got every freedom to do what I want in Christ. I'm connected with God, and God's connected me to connect to my leader, which is Sangha, but I'm still free to move with God where I am, and to do what I'm doing, and to decide to go to India, or decide to go to Nepal, or decide to go to America, or decide to walk down the road and speak to someone if God puts it in my heart to do it. I'm free that way, you know, but is there safety? And is in the safety of the body of Christ. You know, there's safety in a multitude of counselors. I'm not just doing my own things. I'm not pleasing myself, but I'm pleasing Him. I'm following His direction, His prompting, His leading, His guiding, and it's not going to upset the body of Christ anywhere else. It's not going to put things out of balance, but rather add flavor and power and encouragement. And so, you know, we want to be rooted and grounded, not drifting. You know, drifting often comes from being offended. You know, offense can cause someone to drift, or pride, or lack of humility, or refusal of correction, or desire for comfort over growth. If you want comfort over growth, you're never going to be productive. You know, if you're not going to receive correction, you'll never move forward. If you're going to be prideful, then you're never going to move forward. If you're going to be offended because you're being corrected, or you're being shown something that maybe you're not used to and you think it's different, you've got to be willing to change. You know, when we see the truth, you know, many don't leave because God led them, you know. They leave because something challenged them. You know, God is with us to help us to grow where we are, to be strong. And we're all growing here on this Zoom fellowship. 6 years we've been following this way of encouragement that God's been giving and showing me through my connection with my minister, and the things that God's worked in my heart from the things that I've learned, and the things that we're practicing, the things that we've seen to be fruitful. No, God doesn't want us drifting. He doesn't want us to be offended. He doesn't want us to be full of pride, or to lack humility, or refusal of correction. We've got to remember, you know, just like the scriptures are, so the heavenly words will come in one or three ways, like we see the scriptures. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for what? Doctrine. How to believe rightly. The doctrine that we're receiving is how to believe rightly. What I'm sharing now is how to believe rightly. No reproof when not believing rightly. You know, and then correction back to believing rightly. And so that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. This is to perfect our walk. You know, God does give correction and instruction, and He gives it through the sound doctrine of those that are walking with Him, so that we can be rooted and built up and nourished and growing, and we can see clearly, we can take any cobwebs off our eyes concerning these matters. You know, and it's all about the spiritual matters. You know, different kingdoms, different rules, and this is the rule of the kingdom of God. Like, you know, God is leading everyone, and He's working in gift ministers. There's gift ministers there, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They're gifts to the body to perfect the saints to do the work of the ministry. And if the work of the ministry isn't being done, God's going to energize those gift ministers to correct it, or to put an instruction in there where the things are not being practiced properly. So right doctrine, right practice. If we're not practicing ministering healing, then something's wrong, because we've been encouraging that. If we're not really praying for labors with understanding, then something's wrong, because it's been encouraged. It's whether we believe it or not. You know, so we should be seeing, you know, and hearing testimonies like we hear in Nepal and in India. Because God is not a respecter of person. His truth is set all over the world, right? To move in that same way with same results, and we can have them. There's no excuses on that. There's no reasons why we can't flourish and grow. It's all about, are we listening? Are we really paying attention? Are we hungry for the things of God? Or is the world tainting us down? Or is our own knowledge tainting us down? Are we, Do we have an educational mind with the scriptures, or do we have a spiritual mind concern in the scriptures? You know, and so God can open up our eyes so that we can really move. So God, you know, it says here in Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you. Oh my God, that's legalistic, isn't it? Oh my God, I can't tell you that. Oh, but that's what the scriptures say. Obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls. So God is saying, those people that are humble and meek and receiving the words gladly, you know, listen to the leaders, the ones that God is energizing and have a responsibility over you to give you the right words to help you move in the right direction, because that's what they're supposed to give, the words from God, right from the mouth of God. You know, and it says obey them. In other words, like, do what they're encouraging, follow what they're sharing from your free will heart, not out of you gotta do it, you gotta obey. No. This is from the laborers want to do this. They're looking for instruction. They're looking for correction. They want to do the things right. I want to do the things right. And I don't mind being corrected where I'm wrong. You know, I tell my leader, if I'm wrong, tell me. I want to do it right. You know, maybe I might have a misunderstanding somewhere. And, but see, God is the one that's leading and guiding all these things. You know, God has set leaders, ministries, like ministers and fellowships, not for control, but for protection, for growth and for direction. God wants to protect his people, his leaders, the people that are following and pursuing. He wants us all to grow, you know, up into Christ. He wants us to speak the truth in love. And he wants us to have direction. If you've got no direction, you've got no purpose. And we've got a purpose, and that is to move God's word all over the world, to see great growth, to see laborers come from the north to the south, to the east to the west. God wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be stable so we can produce fruit. He doesn't want us uprooted, here, there, troubled. You see this in relationships when there's people have relationships and they're not settled down and they're arguing and things not happening. It can take them out of place and take them out of bounds. So there has to become a humbling, and there has to become a direction and a peacefulness, and there has to be leaders. Leaders have to give the right things according to their heart and understanding before God, and as God's energizing them. And so according to my understanding, from what I see, and I have been around some, and I do know the scriptures too, you know, I know that God is a God of order. He's not a God of disorder. He's not the God of confusion, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. See, our little fellowships are churches, and there's overseers of all those little churches, you know, and then God says, among many witnesses, like he said this to Timothy, Paul to Timothy, by the way of God, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful man who shall be able to teach others also. What we receive, we do, and we teach others also. Like what I'm sharing, teach others also. Get a revelation of it in your heart with God. Say, Father, I don't may not see everything clearly right now, or I may see aspects of this, but open up my eyes so that I can see what's being spoken. And God will open up your eyes. If you're humble, your eyes will be open to it. And, you know, like I used to pray to God, Father, I'm not understanding this. Can you open up my eyes? Could you give me that spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Because that's where we want to come from. We don't want to come from knowledge of the scriptures. We want to come from that spiritual revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it's written there in the scriptures, you know, like, so it's not that we're neglecting scriptures. I'm actually speaking from them in that way, in a way that you understand. And this is how God gives us the words. This is how Jesus spoke in his day. You know, he spoke in many different ways. He wasn't like the Pharisees. He spoke his words with authority and with power and with excitement. You know, he brought deliverance to God's people. And he spoke the truth in love. He wasn't worried about offending people. We're not into offending people, but we are into speaking the truth in love and pointing out what needs to be pointed out so that the body of Christ can have, you know, God can have free course amongst and in his people, and that we can see great growth and outreach, because this is what we're all about. Otherwise, what are we doing? We're just playing churchianity. We want to see things happen, but we have to play our part with God. Let him lead us, you know, be established, be settled down. Like it says in Ephesians 4:16, we're fitly joined together. Every joint supplieth. Every believer has a supply. Every believer needs a supply. You cannot function properly if you're disconnected and doing your own thing. We wasn't designed to do our own thing. We was designed to be connected to God and to be led by the Spirit of God and to do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. We were connected to the body of Christ to function within that function of the body of Christ and how God said in the scriptures how it should be set up and to play those parts. But it's not legalistic. It's not, you are not doing it correctly here. We just move by the Spirit of God. So spiritual covering is not about control. It's about giving direction. It's about connection, protection, and growth. God is protecting what he's building, and he's blessing what he's building. So the heart of a true laborer will remember the words of Jesus Christ. He said, Luke 10:2, remember? The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. A laborer is not drifting. They are planted, they are faithful, they're available, and they are serving. And they're not raising debates every 5 minutes, you know. A laborer must be faithful. They stay and grow. They're teachable. They receive the correction, right? They're committed. They don't run when it's uncomfortable. Oh, I don't like the way you're speaking. It's a bit legalistic, isn't it? No, it's not. We're speaking the truth. This is exciting. You know, and, you know, laborers are connected. They build the relationship and the supply. You cannot be effective labor if you're always moving, if you're always going to the left or the right. You know, so, I mean, let's have a look at the comparison, right? We're planted and we're all drifting. What's the contrast? What's the clear contrast? So a planted believer is rooted and a drifting believer is restless. A planted believer is faithful and a drifting believer is inconsistent. A planted believer is teachable, coachable, but a drifting believer is easily offended. A planted believer is connected. A drifting believer is isolated. A planted believer is growing, and a drifting believer is stagnant. A planted believer is fruitful. A drifting believer is unproductive. That's a comparison there for you. You can write that down and use it for yourself. I do. I measure myself against these things. I've looked into these things. What is a laborer? What's their traits? What do they do? We've been taught these things also lovingly by Sanger. He's shared over many times different things about aspects of laborers, how they move, how they listen to God, how they do the things, how a laborer will just hear what you're saying and move and do it. You don't have to kind of remind anyone because they've got it in their heart. They move forward. So, we want to move as God moves us. You know, God can move you, you know. But when does he move you? I mean, move you location. No, when he moves you, it is clear. It is peaceful. It is purposeful. And it's not an emotional reaction. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There is a difference between being sent versus running around, right? You know, God will send. And we're sent ones, you know, and it's decent and it's in order. It's not just drifting and jumping and doing as we please in that manner, upsetting the equilibrium of other people's fellowships as well. That can also upset things rather than settle things. So we've got to be listening to God and we've got to be encouraged. We've got to be a little bit meek, not getting offended all the time, especially when someone's correcting and showing you the truth or something. Like practical application. I'm being straight, open here, according to my understanding. If I'm wrong anywhere, I know I'd be corrected, and I'm willing for that. But I know what the scriptures say. I know God wants us to grow. I know God's moving us up levels. He wants us to really start being productive, and he's the one that makes us productive when we are planted and we're growing where we're planted, when we're practicing and we're not moving to the left or to the right. We're not getting discouraged and moved out of the way. So, you know, I've got to ask myself, am I planted or am I just attending? Am I committed or am I just casual? Do I receive correction or do I resist it? Am I building or just browsing? You know, so we can be either of those things. And we got to make a decision. We choose a place. Know where the word is right on and it's being encouraged. It's sound doctrine. You want to be in a place where you can grow, where you can serve, where you can be accountable. Everyone needs accountability. Even the top leader needs accountability. And they're accountable to the people as well as to God. So we all need accountability to a certain level. And then all we need to do is stay, grow, serve, and then we flourish. That's what we do. So you don't flourish by visiting everywhere else. You flourish by being planted somewhere. And God is not looking for spectators. He's looking for laborers. I'm looking for laborers. I don't want spectators. Even though I know spectators will come on, we don't tell anyone to go. Our heart's open to everyone because God's heart is open to everyone. But we focus, my focus is with labourers, the ones that are going to receive the words gladly and run with it. I receive the words gladly and run with it. And that's what I'm looking for. People like me. People that are labourers. You know, people that are practicing and they're going to do. They're not missing things out. You know, they're speaking in tongues. They're speaking by the Spirit. They're faithfully honouring God. You know, they're praying for labourers. They're staying connected. No, if you're planted, you will flourish. You will grow. You will start to see fruit. If you drift, you will struggle. And you don't want to struggle. God doesn't want you to struggle. I don't want you to struggle. I don't want to struggle. I have to watch my walk too. We're all accountable. See, we're not just here to please ourselves. I don't just please myself. Even though I can if I want to. It's my choice, but I want to move with God. I want to be free to move with God. I want to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made me free. And I don't want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage is anything that stops you moving with God. Anything that stops you from receiving His words, from doing His words, from practicing His words. So we want to make a quality decision every day. I'm going to no longer drift. I'm going to be planted. I'm going to be connected. I'm going to be fruitful by the grace of God in the place God has set me. With God's help and with God's mercy and grace, I'm going to flourish and grow. I'm going to bring glory to God in my walk. And so anyway, this is what was in my heart, talking about, you know, we're free to do what we want. The first sharing audio, or one of the audios I'm going to call when it's led by God. And this one, I'm going to call Stability Produces Fruit. Whether I make that the first, it's a two-part sharing, and I'm sending this out because I believe that's what God wants me to do. So I hope you receive these words gladly. I hope God opens the eyes of your understanding if you're not seeing these truths with the heart that I'm explaining and expressing. I pray that God opens your eyes, your spiritual understanding, the wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. If I'm wrong anywhere, I know my minister will share with me, and I will put anything wrong right that I may have said. So I stand before God on these things. I know this is the right way, and I know God's working in you. I know you're wonderful, you're amazing. I know we've had different doctrines and understandings of the past, but God's breaking all those wrong doctrines and traditions because they haven't produced any great fruit in us, great outreach, great. You know, he's got us to a certain level where but mostly in the West, people are stuck. You know, but some people are moving forward, you know, and we are those some people. So God bless you.